Such a famous recording. Oh, Danny Boy brings a tear to our eyes. John McDermott, the tenor there with orchestra and for good reason on this Robbie Burns Day. My name is Mark Wigmore. Here on a Thursday, it is the Oasis on the New Classical FM, our look at arts and culture.
Let Italy boast of her gay gilded waters, her vines and her bowers and her soft sunny skies. Her sons drinking love from the eyes of her daughters, where freedom expires amid softness and sighs.
John McDermott is here, the Scottish-Canadian, born in Glasgow, moving to Canada as a youngster. He grew up in a musical family and received early training at the St. Michael's Choir School. After a steady career as a vocalist, his independent release of Oh Danny Boy was distributed by EMI Canada. This launched the voice that is now so famous. He toured Canada and North America with his signature repertoire, including with the Chieftains. Then it was on to Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. He also formed the Irish Tenors and enjoyed numerous public television music specials. He's also spent much of his career supporting veteran organizations and received the U.S. Congressional Medal of Honor Society's Bob Hope Award for his support of veterans' causes. Recently, John celebrated the 30th anniversary of his release, Oh Danny Boy, marking the occasion with another album comprised of new and archived recordings. This Sunday at 1 p.m., John McDermott will perform a matinee concert at the new location for the beloved Toronto institution, Hughes Room. That's 296 Broadview Avenue in Toronto's East End. It's moved there from the West, in between Dundas and Girard. He will be joined by Jason Fowler on guitar, Maury Lafoy on the bass, Drew Jarecka, the violinist and mandolinist friend of the program, and special guests, Dalla. Tickets at showpass.com or Hughes Room Live.
Oh, you attack the highway, and I'll drive away. I'll be in Scotland afore ye.
John McDermott, welcome to the New Classical FM. Happy Robbie Burns Day.
Same to you.
Great to have you here on a day like today.
Nice to be here.
You remember those early days in Scotland, growing up there, and
oh yeah, I do. Yeah, vividly. Yeah, I mean, I've been going back pretty much every year.
Oh yeah,
since I was able to, you know, since like my late teens.
Right.
What
do you feel when you think back to those early days and the impression of the people and growing up there? And
well, I'm one of 12 kids. We lived in I was raised in Glasgow on Pete Road in a place called Knits Hill. It's a good childhood.
Yeah.
You know, there was never any, I don't remember any shortcomings at all.
Just a big family though. That in itself is a big deal.
It was always busy. That's for sure.
We were just talking before we got started here that, so much of your music is based on poetry, and we look to the bard Robbie Burns today.
Mm-hmm.
What is your relationship with his words over the years?
Well, I mean, growing up in Glasgow, my parents are we're half Scots, half Irish.
Yeah.
So my father was a great fan of Yeats,
yeah.
Burns, the great poets. He loved the poet, and that extension to me. When I started into this, he said to me, "You might be good at this, so respect it,
yeah,
and use it to do things."
That must have felt good as a young person.
Yeah, and so he would tell he'd tell you who wrote it, when they wrote it, right. Why they wrote it,
right.
And then he'd sing it.
Yeah,
and he had a voice a lot better than my voice, but. That's for sure.
That's how you remember
it. That's how I remember
it.
Yeah. I've actually got it on one of my albums just to prove it.
Right. I like that.
So it's the last track on Voyage.
Voyage. And, you and I met at Casa Loma some years ago. I'm trying to remember what the circumstances were, but, of course, I've only ever known you as one of this country's great singers with this incredible voice. But there was this whole time in your life where... before your voice was well known to the world, where it was weddings and paid to scale gigs and working for the Toronto Sun.
Yeah, I worked at a chemical company in Scarborough called Specialty Chemicals. And then and one of their clients was the Sun, and I convinced the people at the Sun that I didn't want to be going out to Scarborough anymore. Give me a job, so I worked at the Sun. I was in circulation. I was in the ink room for a while.
Yeah.
But the ink cost so much money. I remember they used to call me Rainbow Kid because they would buy this called Rieger ink.
Okay.
And it was expensive.
Yeah.
And at any given time, I probably had about $1,000 of ink all over me that could get him out of the ink room. And I took a job in circulation and worked with the wholesalers. And then the Sky Dome got built and the Sun got involved. And I took over an agency that the Sun had a relationship with, P. Lawson Travel. So Frank Selke and I, Frank Selke Jr., and I ran that place.
So you had plans. You were in business. You were starting things up, and then things sort of dramatically change all at once, and a whole bunch of things happen that suddenly you're now in front of the chieftains on a stage.
Yeah, to try and put it in a shorter form. We talked earlier, and you can elaborate down the road at some point. But I was on a cruise with a floating film festival back in '89.
Right.
Met a couple of guys who heard me sing, said, if you ever want to do it with your voice and you do something, let us know. 2 years later, I did the Danny Boy album for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary as a gift, 12 songs for each of the kids, one for each kid.
Very thoughtful. Were you hoping it would do something?
It was a crapshoot. I mean, really, I can remember vividly, God rest him, Eddie Calero walking into Dean Cameron's office at E-Mine saying, Dean, this is a dog.
Right.
Like, who's going to buy this?
Oh, man.
And Dean said, listen to it over the weekend. He came in on Monday, called Eddie in, and he said, Eddie, my mother cried listening to this.
Right.
Get it out there. And that was it.
That's the other story. And I saw you at the Mariposa Folk Festival some years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And I was sitting with a friend whose parents, Scottish heritage and what have you, and you started your repertoire. And I had never seen my friend like that. He was emotional.
Yeah.
You must get that a lot.
We do get it a lot. Yeah. Because, I mean, a lot of the songs, every genre, I mean, this particular one carries a lot of memories for people. They remember it when they were growing up and what their parents remember and their grandparents and their kids. And, I've got kids of these people coming to the shows now. And
sure.
They're attached to good times, memories. There's a lot of memories attached.
Right.
Some melancholy, but a lot of memories attached to them.
And it helps to have a beautiful voice to remind everybody as well. If you're just joining us, Scottish-Canadian singer John McDermott is here. His beautiful tenor will take the stage with the band this Sunday, 1 p.m. at the newly minted location.
Saturday.
Saturday. I'm glad you corrected me. Toronto's Acoustic and Roots Folk Hub. Hughes Room, once again, back in business. That's 296 Broadview Avenue in Toronto's East End. Tickets at showpass.com or hughesroomlive.com. So, Oh Danny Boy, we just talked about it. It comes out in 92. All these circumstances work together. It actually gets released. You're on tour with the Chieftains. It really takes hold in 93. That must have been just such a heady time. Could you believe what was happening?
No, it was just really odd.
Yeah.
Because I had sung in a couple of pubs, just at the, because I was in the pub, not because I'd been hired to sing.
Sure.
And you do weddings and you do parties and you do, and all of a sudden I get, Michael says, by the way, you need to put a band together.
Right.
And this was the crazy part.
So this is Michael Cole?
Michael Cole.
Right.
So Michael. Michael is managing me with his partner Billy Ballard, and so he says, this is August 92?
Yeah.
August 92. Sorry. No. This is August 93.
Okay.
And he says, you got to put a band together. And I said, well, I got a job. He says, no, you need to put a band together.
Right.
You're going on tour.
And you got a new job, friend.
So I'm putting the band together, and I'm one short. And the gig is opening for the Chieftains on their Canadian tour.
Unbelievable.
So I'm in a club in downtown Toronto, and there's a guy on stage playing a fiddle, and he's off the charts. I said, I need a fiddler. I mean, this is perfect. And I said, listen, you want to go on tour? I'm putting a band together. He says, what does it pay? I said, I think it pays like $200 a night or something like that. And he says, okay, I'm in.
Yeah, wow.
17 years old, Ashley McIsaac.
Young Ashley McIsaac, look at that. That's unbelievable.
Fiddler I had, yeah, 17. He was 17.
And he kind of breaks just like a year or two later,
boom.
Too.
I mean, when we finished that tour, Ashley played with me for a few, you know, free runs, but he eventually ended up touring for years with the Chieftains.
Yeah.
Yeah, they saw what a monster he was as far as talent goes. He was just brilliant.
I went to Cape Breton recently, and I saw some of his kilts in the little Folk Roots Museum there, which was really great to see.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to hold up the album cover here. There it is. This is the 30th anniversary celebration of kind of what we're talking about. And it is John McDermott, Danny Boy, 1992 to 2022, 30 years. This is the LP vinyl edition. Tell us a little bit about putting this project together.
Well, we wanted to find different recordings of the tracks that came off the Danny Boy album. But because it's vinyl, you know, you're limited to the number of tracks.
Of course.
And so in one particular case, you know, I'm just going through stuff in it. There's a note that I said I recorded an album with the Cincinnati Pops and Eric Kunzel, with the Chieftains and James Galway.
What?
I have no memory or recollection of this at all. So I tracked the record company through Universal, through Concord, and I got a hold of a guy and said, "Look, I'm putting out a limited edition of the 30th anniversary, and I see I've done these tracks with Eric.
With a bunch of superstars, basically.
So can I have a couple of the tracks, license the track?" And of course. And so that's the second track on here. And I listened to it. It's the best I've ever done. It was fantastic. But yeah, those are the things that come out of it. Really, really, really wonderful.
How can we get our hands on that record?
You can go to johnmcdermott.com.
Okay.
And it'll be sent out to you. I think there's about 75 left.
75. Yeah, so that's a good thing to act on. So head to johnmcdermott.com. Now, the concert is happening this weekend at Hughes Room. I'm so thrilled that Hughes Room is back.
Oh, we all are.
And happening. You know, it's now in the East End. It's on Broadview.
Yeah.
And no better person to be there than you. And I'm sure there's very few tickets left. But tell us a little bit about your performance on
the weekend. Well, it's called, it's Songs of the Isles concert. And so the songs are Scotland and Ireland. Brian McMillan, Dalla, Mark LaFoy, and
really nice
Fowler.
Band, by the
really
way,
really good band, and just a really pleasant afternoon.
Yeah,
and I like the matinee, so
I think lots of people like the matinee.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Nobody likes to admit it, but
doesn't interfere with the Leafs.
That is so true. So if you'd like to pick up your tickets, Saturday, 1 p.m. Hughes Room, that's 296 Broadview Avenue in Toronto's East End. New space for Hughes Room. Tickets at showpass.com or hughesroomlive.com. And if you'd like to pick up that vinyl, the 30th edition of Oh Danny Boy, johnmcdermott.com. This has been a real treat. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you for doing this. Thanks for having me in. It's always great to come in.
I've run into you over the years, and I've never actually sat down like this.
I think when you said we did something at Casa Loma, it was either one of two things.
Okay.
It was either, was it a number of years ago?
It was a few years ago. I'm wondering if it was the Kerry Stratton's final.
It was, and Drew and I did Danny Boy together.
That's right. It was Kerry Stratton's final performance,
yes.
Where he was there, and it was a difficult time, but it was great to see you there.
That's what it was, yeah.
John McDermott's been with us on this Robbie Burns Day. Let's listen to the music of Robbie Burns and John McDermott.